It doesn't feel quite right to laugh about anything having to do with Asperger's syndrome. But that's exactly what a local comedy troupe called Asperger's R Us wants you to do. The troupe is made up of four young men from the North Shore area, all with Asperger's, the autism spectrum disorder that can make it difficult to interact socially. They've performed twice publicly so far, both times at restaurants in Salem. When their last show sold out, they decided they should try out their act on a larger audience. So they have rented out the 900-seat Somerville Theater in Davis Square for their third ever and biggest performance yet, tonight at 8. Two of the Asperger's R Us foursome are Noah Britton and Michael Injimi, who goes by New Michael. We spoke with both of them and asked Britton how they all met.
I was their camp counselor at a camp for kids with Asperger's, an acting camp. They were like 12. This is, you know, 5-6 years ago. And the first thing I noticed when I came there was this place is awesome, because it was the first place I'd ever been, which was all Aspies and had the rules of Asperger's in it.
And Aspies is what people with Asperger's call themselves.
Correct. So I went there, met these guys, and was like, okay, this place is great. This is everything I ever wanted. And also, these kids are hilarious. 5 years later, they graduated the program, and I say, let's start a comedy troupe because we're actually too funny not to share it with the rest of the world.
Do you guys think that you're funny in a certain way because you have Asperger's, or do you think that you're just funny guys who happen to have Asperger's?
I think it's both. I mean, it's like you take your interest in humor and use the hyper focus of autism and then apply it to being very, very specifically funny in this specific way. And I think we've done that.
I think that what the general public tends to think about Asperger's is that someone with Asperger's has difficulty communicating with people. It's sort of a social interaction issue. But by doing a comedy troupe, you're doing something that requires intense social interaction and public performance.
We're not trying to have a conversation with them.
Exactly. When we're on stage, it's very similar to being in our rooms alone because the audience doesn't exist. They're just positive reinforcement that comes from this inanimate object. Whereas if we were doing like observational comedy and like doing the warm human interaction stuff, which none of us find funny, that would be really challenging. But the way this is, it's perfect because we can concentrate on making ourselves laugh on stage. And then you get to watch.
Do the things that you're funny about, are they all Asperger's related topics?
Or is
it? No.
We do a few sketches about Asperger's, but, you know, it's about everything. And I think it can be appreciated by literally anyone. Autistic people, I think, will enjoy it, some aspects of it, quite a bit, because there are some jokes that are very autistic in the way they're written.
Such as?
There's one sketch which is just New Michael taking his glasses on and off and going, now I can see, now I can't see. Over and over.
Which was inspired by old Michael,
your father.
Yeah.
Who actually does that. But I think we do a lot of like mathematical puns, not like relating to math, but the way our brains work is very mathematical.
Of course, you are allowed, in a sense, to make light of or poke fun of your Asperger's because you have Asperger's. It gives you that license. But do you think there's always going to be a cringe aspect to people realizing that you've decided to sort of take material out of your Asperger's?
Well, we're not really poking fun at it.
We never expected anyone to cringe at it because to us it's just like Richard Pryor can make jokes about being black and no one cringes, but like to us this is our lives.
I want to play a piece of tape from one of your past performances. It's a part where you're making fun of people who go to see a comedy show put on by someone with a disability.
Oh, really great to... Glad to be here at this comedy show tonight.
Yeah, it's great to support people with disabilities by just throwing your money at them.
Yeah, I mean, I never actually befriend them in real life, but it feels great.
No.
It feels great to support them, though.
Yeah, you know, I heard it's pretty funny, too.
At least it'll alleviate our prejudice and help our guilt complex.
So I'm starting to wonder if that gets at something very serious, which is, do you guys feel labeled? And you're the subject of causes and walkathons and nonprofit groups.
I'm really glad you brought that up. I mean, we wrote that sketch as a satire because, you know, feel free to come if you're just coming out of guilt. We'll take your money. But we would like it if you came because you thought it was funny and respected us as individual human beings.
What will define success for this performance?
If we smile together and the audience just happens to smile with us.
Exactly. We go home and we crack up the whole way home. Yeah. That's success for us.
Noah and Neumichael, thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Noah Britton and Neumichael Injimi are two members of the comedy troupe Asperger's R Us. They'll be performing at the Somerville Theater in Davis Square tonight at 8.